Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we're plunging into a market that, well, just went absolutely nuts. Meme coins.
Yeah, kind of hard to ignore it.
Exactly. Yeah. We're talking about a staggering $7 billion added to the meme coin market cap just in July 2025.
$7 billion, that's huge.
It is. That's a 70% jump, you know, from around $10 billion up to over $17 billion. In weeks.
Wow. Not just a ripple, like you said. That's a tidal wave.
Right. So our mission today really is to figure out what exactly fueled this incredible boom. And maybe more importantly, how a new breed of trader, let's call them smart traders, are navigating this, these really volatile waters.
Using some pretty cutting edge stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Using AI-powered on-chain intelligence, tools that give them an edge, helping them act not just fast, but, you know, smart.
Before the crowd catches on.
That's the idea. So we'll unpack the trends, the tech, the surprising facts, all tailored for you.
Right. And we'll look at the whole mix. It wasn't just one thing. You had this launch pad hype, the AI narratives that are everywhere, some really interesting coordination between smart money wallets, and even maybe a little bit of renewed institutional curiosity sniffing around.
Interesting.
And then we'll dive into how platforms, Ov.ai is a good example here, are providing this on-chain intelligence, helping traders make sense of what looks like chaos, basically, and act strategically.
And not just theory, right? We'll have actual examples.
Oh, yeah. Specific examples how this kind of data pinpoints trends, gives actionable signals for new stuff, and even the older meme coins.
Got it. So think of this as your inside look, not just what went down, but how the sophisticated players make informed moves in a market that, let's face it, most people think is pure gambling.
Exactly. Should be some real aha moments.
Okay, let's get into it. Unpack this boom.
So what's really fascinating, like I mentioned, is that July wasn't just one catalyst. It was this confluence of things happening all at once.
Okay.
A big driver, maybe the primary one, was the rise of what people are calling the launchpad meta.
Launchpad meta. Okay.
Yeah, spearheaded by platforms like Pump.fun on Solana. Basically, it became this hub for super low-cost, permissionless meme launches.
Permissionless meaning anyone can just launch a token.
Pretty much. Huh. Thousands of new tokens hit the market in July alone through these platforms.
Wow.
And the appeal is obvious, right? Super low barrier for creators and for buyers. The dream of, you know, explosive gains if you get in early.
High risk, high reward, very high risk.
Extremely. A real frontier.
And I heard some of these, even tokens lasting just minutes, actually hit pretty significant market caps. Like PMP, Mumbarak.
Yeah, some did manage to climb into the 7, even 8 figures. Briefly, sometimes.
But that sounds like absolute chaos. How could anyone, any trader, get an edge with just thousands of these things flooding the market daily? Seems impossible.
Well, that's exactly where this cutting-edge on-chain intelligence really comes into play.
Yeah.
Platforms like Ov.ai, for instance. It's about using AI to sift through all that noise. So Ov.ai has something called a narrative engine. It uses AI to scan and analyze just tons of raw blockchain data. But it doesn't just look at single transactions, it clusters them.
Clusters, like grouping things.
Exactly. Think of it like grouping thousands of similar trading actions, new token launches to spot emerging patterns, trends.
Ah, okay.
So this allowed it to spot that launchpad meta trend early on. They could see which brand new tokens were getting, you know, significant early buys.
Meaningful wallet inflows, as they say.
Right, from active traders.
Yeah.
And also which ones had decent liquidity depth.
Meaning enough money in the pool so you could actually trade without the price going completely haywire.
Precisely. Enough capital to handle larger trades.
So it's about seeing signals in the noise where, you know, a human would just see an overwhelming flood of data.
Exactly.
Right.
And that gives users a massive advantage.
Spotting those little low-cap tokens that are starting to attract big money, the whales?
Yep. And filtering out the likely scams, too, using built-in risk flags, contract audits. It gets really granular, like a high-powered microscope for the blockchain.
Okay, that makes sense for the brand new stuff. But what about the older meme coins, the established ones? It's fascinating how some of them saw revivals, too. How did these advanced tools handle those different kinds of opportunities, legacy versus new?
Yeah, that's a great point. And it highlights another key aspect of this kind of trading, spotting capital rotation, seeing where the money is moving between different types of assets.
Okay.
So, for example, legacy names like BONK on Solana, FullFlowKai on BMP chain, they actually had huge comebacks in July.
Right, I remember seeing headlines about those.
Yeah, but often social media was catching on late. Mm-hmm. Tools like Avidae.ai's Signal Center, though, were flashing alerts, like 24 hours before BONK really pumped.
What triggered the alert?
It was triggered by significant liquidity provider additions, basically. Big chunks of capital flowing into the trading pools for BONK, and also whale reentries. So large influential investors putting serious money back into the asset.
Okay, so Signal's based on actual money movement, not just chatter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for Floki, it sounds like it was maybe a different kind of Signal again.
It was, yeah. For Floki, their smart wallet panel was key. It was tracking these high ROI wallets, wallets with a proven track record of making money.
Exactly. Wallets done for profitable trades. And it saw them consolidating Floki, buying it up before that big volume spike hit the major exchanges like Binance.
Ah, okay. Following the smart money.
That's the name of the game. Following the smart money is invaluable. And what's more, their narrative engine wasn't just tagging the new launches. It actually labeled both Bokeh and Floki as part of a bigger revival meta.
Revival meta. Okay.
Yeah. Signaling that money was rotating out of some of those super risky micro caps back into these more established names. Still speculative, obviously, but more established.
Which maybe hints at that institutional curiosity you mentioned. Larger players might prefer things with a bit more history or liquidity.
Could be. They often prefer assets with a bit more market depth, yeah.
It's really clear that spotting these shifts requires looking way beyond just one or two data points. With so many coins, so many chains, you need a wide view.
So just how comprehensive is this on-chain intelligence? What's the scale we're talking about here? How do they see all this across so many places?
To put it in perspective, platforms like Av.ai are tracking activity across, get this, over 130 different blockchains.
130? Wow.
And more than 300 decentralized exchanges. So DEXs.
Huh?
That gives you pretty much unmatched real-time coverage of, well, the entire crypto ecosystem or close to it.
That's huge.
And what really stood out in July was how these platforms turned that coverage into genuinely actionable signals for each trend we saw, using a whole suite of specialized AI-driven tools. It's not just about gathering data, it's making it useful. Right. It sounds like all that deep data collection boils down to real alerts for traders. Can you, like, walk us through the kinds of specific tools that do that, that distill the info?
Absolutely. So you have things like real-time smart money alerts. Critical for speed, obviously, in this market.
Gotta be fast.
Yep. Then you have narrative tag filters. These let traders sort tokens by themes like AI meme, launchpad, or even KOL endorsed.
KOL meaning key opinion leaders.
Influencers.
Exactly. Tokens getting pushed by influencers. And crucially, they offer robust risk ratings for new contracts. That helps filter out honeypots, other scams.
Super important.
Definitely. And comprehensive liquidity monitoring, so you can track where capital is really flowing, and just as importantly, where it might suddenly disappear, dry up.
That really is a fundamental shift in how you'd approach these markets. I mean, it sounds like a constant battle against FOMO, fear of missing out, and FUD, fear, uncertainty, doubt. Mm-hmm. How do these tools help cut through that emotional noise? That stuff drives so much retail trading, especially with meme coins. What's the strategic edge here? That's a really good question because, yeah, emotion is the absolute enemy in a market this volatile. See, unlike, say, a general crypto dashboard or even trying to get a large language model like ChatGPT to make sense of blockchain noise, these specialized AI platforms are purpose-built. They're designed for the specific chaos of speculative assets like meme coins. They have, I'd say, three core advantages.
Okay, what are they?
First, structured wallet intelligence. So every wallet on a platform like Avi.ai gets categorized based on its history, its profit and loss, its P&L, its past meme coin win rate, even its typical hold time, how long they tend to keep an asset.
Wow, that's deep behavioral tracking.
It is. And it lets traders or even automated bots track these patterns. You could potentially copy trade successful wallets or maybe more importantly, avoid wallets known for exit pumps.
Where insiders dump their tokens on everyone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's one. Second, that narrative engine we talked about.
Right, where the story is almost the currency itself.
You nailed it. Meme coin success is, you could argue, like 80% narrative, 20% everything else.
Wow.
So these AI engines are constantly scanning everything.
Yeah.
Social media buzz, wallet flows, new liquidity pools, price action. And they dynamically group tokens into active narratives.
So beyond just Launchpad, what else?
Oh, anything.
Yeah.
AI tokens, political memes, RWA mimic coins, that's real world asset mimics, celebrity-backed tokens, you name it.
Okay.
It means traders don't have to guess what's hot or rely on, you know, Telegram whispers.
Yeah.
They can filter by the story, by volume, by specific wallet actions. Yeah. Understand the psychology driving the market.
That's powerful. And the third advantage?
The signal center. This is where all that intelligence turns into actual concrete alerts.
Got it. It's one thing to see data, another to be told, hey, look at this now.
Precisely that. The signal center sends custom alerts based on those crucial on-chain events we discussed. Big liquidity additions, sudden volume spikes, rapid growth in holders, top wallets buying in, those critical honeypot checks.
Right.
And users can get these alerts via, say, Telegram, or even plug them directly into automated trading bots.
For detection and execution for the really advanced users.
Exactly. It basically turns that overwhelming market noise into clear, actionable signals. Gives you a real competitive edge.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? I mean, July's meme coin surge showed, yet again, that this market really rewards two things, speed and a good story.
Absolutely. And liquidity moves incredibly fast. Narratives can send tokens flying or crash them overnight.
And that's precisely why, you know, while memes move markets, actually succeeding consistently, well, that seems to come down to structure, signals, and strategy.
Yeah, not just chasing shadows or getting caught up in the hype.
Right. In a month where $7 billion flowed into meme coins, the winners weren't just lucky or early, they were informed.
They were informed. And tools like Av.ai, they represent that leading edge, this new era of trading.
They give you that informed advantage by providing, well, AI insights into trends.
Signals showing where the smart money is moving.
Risk tools to help you stay safer.
And that deep wallet analysis to follow the pros, not just the noise.
Which really brings us to a final thought, a question maybe for you to ponder. As this AI-powered on-chain intelligence gets more and more integrated into trading, how might that change things? How might it impact accessibility, the dynamics of these super speculative markets like meme coins for the individual trader?
Yeah, and what new skills might you actually need to thrive in that kind of landscape? Something to think about.